Hello everyone, and welcome to this third edition of Talking Typer for Windows. In this session, we're going to talk about the Go menu. We'll get into such things as keyboard exploration, open typing. We'll talk about the game Hurry Scurry that comes with the program. We'll show you how the dictations feature works. And we'll go into the tools menu, show you a few things there. And we'll show you how to add a group, and we'll show you how to add a new username to the program. So let's get started. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is keyboard exploration. Now, the way to get the keyboard exploration mode is you can either use the Go menu and down arrow to it, or you can just use the shortcut key Control K. I'm going to use the shortcut key Control K.
Keyboard exploration : press escape twice quickly to exit dot.
Okay, you just heard a message there that just told you how to exit the keyboard exploration mode. And the way to do that is by pushing the escape key twice. Now, when you're in keyboard exploration mode, what you can do is you can type any key on the keyboard and Talking Typer will announce to you what it is. So let's just begin here and I'll start pushing keys and you'll hear them announced.
A-K-I-O-L semicolon, period, comma, M, apostrophe.
So you can see there, that's just a one key combination. Now I'm going to go across the top of the numbers, but I'm going to hold the shift key down and show you that Talking Typer will announce these functions as well.
Exclamation, at, number, dollar, percent, caret, and, star, left paren, right paren, underline, plus.
Okay, there are certain key combinations this feature will announce to you. Let's push the Control plus F and see what happens.
Control F.
So it'll announce stuff like that.
Control D, Control S, Control W, Control E.
So certain key combinations like that. You have your arrow keys. It will tell you those.
Up arrow, down arrow, right arrow, left arrow.
Let's go to the six-pack and see what it does.
Insert, home, page up, delete, end, page down.
Okay. We'll go over here to the number pad and start pushing some of the numbers. Going to push a numpad 5.
Center, right arrow, left arrow, up arrow.
There's an 8.
Home.
7.
Page up.
9.
End.
1.
Down
2,
arrow. Page
3.
Down. Insert.
There's the big square key there on the bottom. It says insert. What it won't do is if you hold down the Jaws key and push the up arrow or the number 8, it will not announce key combinations such as those.
Up arrow.
See, I pressed insert with my thumb, and I went to push the up arrow or the numpad 8, and you saw that it interrupted.
Up arrow.
So there are certain key combinations this will work with. My suggestion is to go in and play with this and see what actual key combinations it will announce to you. So that's a little bit about keyboard exploration. I'm going to escape twice and get out of this.
Escape.
Now the next feature I'd like to talk about in this program is a feature called Open Typing. This feature allows you to create documents in a freestyle fashion. The way to get to Open Typing is you can use the Go menu and arrow down until you hear the selection. Or you can use the shortcut key, Control plus T. I'm going to open this feature by using the key combination, Control plus T. Now I'm just going to type something in here real quick to show you how this feature works.
Cat T, A, I, S, space, S, A, space, E, F, T, space, S, space, O, P, N, space, Y, P, I, N, G, period. Space.
Okay, if we want to read our text, we can push an up arrow.
This is a test of open typing.
You can edit your document if you'd like, and the way to do this is you go across letter by letter. Unfortunately, you can't go word by word in this program. This is one of the features I dislike about it.
H, I, S, space, I, S, space, A, space.
Just using the number 6, or you can use the right arrow key.
T.
You can push the delete key. I'm sitting on the T in the word test.
E. S. T.
I'm deleting character by character.
Space. O.
You can't even shift to select the letters. You just have to get on the current letter you want, and you just have to delete things character by character. This is a feature I don't use in the program much. It's just another way to go in and more or less practice open typing. To get out of this feature and to return to the drills window, you press a Control R. Now, the next thing I'd like to talk to you about is the game Hurry Scurry, which comes with Talking Typer. This game starts out by putting a little character on the screen called Merlin. He taps on the screen and he asks you if you're ready to play Hurry Scurry. I can get the Hurry Scurry by simply going to the Go menu and airing down until I hear the selection, or I can use the shortcut key, Control plus H. You are placed on the screen in a list box that contained the top 10 scores, and as soon as you start the game, it will give you your score. You can simply start the game by pressing the Enter key. Now let's start the game to give you a demonstration. Okay, so I'm going to simply press the shortcut key, Control plus H, to start the game. Taps on the screen.
Your score, 112,320. List item.
And that's the highest score I have gotten. So to start the game, we'll press the Enter key.
A, S, D, F. A, S, D, F. A, S, D, F.
Now I'm pushing the space bar after A, S, D, F.
A, S, D, F.
Now, as you notice, as I'm typing, the music is becoming faster and the pace of the game is becoming faster as well. And of course, if I miss, I will get the buzz sound.
F-D-S-A. 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 F-D-F-D-S-A.
Now the boink sound you heard was because I didn't type the letters fast enough, so they fell off the screen. They go from left to right, and you have to type them fast enough or else they'll fall off the screen and you'll get the little boink sound.
F-D-S-A. 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 F-D-S-A.
I don't know for what reason it stops.
F-D-S-A. 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 F-D-S-A.
See, for some time, sometimes this game wants to stop, and I don't know why this is. But when it does that, and it's not giving you any more letters, I just simply press the space bar.
A, D, S, F.
And it gives me more letters.
A, D, A, D, S, F. A, D, F, F, S, D, A. F, F, D, A, F, S, D, A. F, F, D, A, S, F, A, D, S, F, A, D, S, F, A, D, F, F, A, D, D. A-S-F.
Now, when you're up in the phrases section and you choose to play this game, what this game will do is it will give you the last few phrases and it will keep giving you those things over and over and over. Let's press the escape key to see what our score is.
Your score is 7254.
The more you type, the accurate you are, and the faster you go, the higher your score will become. Hurry Scurry will keep track of the top 10 scores, so go in and give this game a try. It's a lot of fun. Now the next feature we're going to take a look at is the Dictations feature. The Dictations feature will allow you to go in and create longer passages of text so that you may practice with them. By default, Talking Typer does not come with any dictations in the lesson plans. So before I begin using the Dictations feature, I will have to add a dictation to a lesson. I'm going to walk you through this right now and show you how to add a dictation to a lesson. I'm currently sitting in the drills window of the first lesson of Talking Typer. The first thing we want to do is we want to go to our tools menu. And I'm going to do this with an Alt-T.
Groups. Menu item. Students. Menu item.
Down arrow.
Edit lesson. Menu item.
You want to select Edit Lesson. I'm going to press Enter on this.
Edit lesson. Title colon. Edit home keys for the left hand.
When in this edit box, pressing the up arrow will announce the title of the current lesson.
Home keys for the left hand.
Tab over.
level colon, edit.
I really don't know what this means, so I'm going to skip that.
Default speed required for advancement, colon, edit.
Default speed for advancement. This means you must meet the required speed in order to go on to the next lesson. You can adjust this accordingly, and I'll show you how to do that a little bit later. When you press the up arrow key, it will announce to you the current speed this lesson is set for.
25.
This means you must get 25 words per minute to advance to the next lesson. Tab over.
Default accuracy required for advancement, colon, edit.
Default accuracy is another criteria you must meet in order to advance to the next lesson. You can also adjust this manually. I'll show you how to do that a little bit later on. Pressing the up arrow will give you the current percentage this lesson is set to.
85.
This means you must be able to type an accuracy of 85% or higher in order to advance to the next lesson. Tab over.
Instructions, colon, edit.
This edit box contains the instructions. Pressing the up arrow key will give you instructions to the current lesson. Instructions will change in this box from lesson to lesson. Note, you may have to press the down arrow a few times to read the instructions in their entirety.
Beginning with your little finger, comma, place the fingers of your
down arrow
left hand on A, comma, S, comma, D, comma, and F dot. Use your right thumb to press
down arrow
the space bar after each word or set of letters dot.
And there's a set of instructions. Tab over.
Drills, radio button, checked.
Now we come to a series of buttons, drills, and dictation. And if I press the down arrow, we will be on the dictations radio button. I'm going to press the down arrow to get to the dictations radio button.
Dictations, radio button.
I'm going to tab over.
Add, push button.
In order to add a dictation to my lesson, I must press the add button.
Dictation, title, colon, edit.
This is an edit box where you can give your dictation a title. I'm going to call this one First Dictation. I'm going to type it in right now. Tab over.
Text, colon, edit.
This is the edit box where you place the actual text that you will be typing when you practice your dictation. I'm just going to type a short sentence. This is a test of the dictations feature. Tab.
Record. Push button.
This is a record button. Talking Typer gives you the option of either listening to your dictation by synthesized speech, or if you choose to record it, you can go in and record the dictation, and you can play it back and listen to your own voice recite it.
Stop. Push button.
Stop. That's explanatory.
Play. Push button.
We have a play.
Clear recording. Push button.
That will clear the recording.
Okay. Push button.
And we have okay, and let's push okay.
First dictation. List item selected.
Now it shows in our list that we have a dictation. I'm going to tab until I get to the okay button.
Remove, push, edit, push button, print, put, test, put, okay, edit, beginning with your little finger, comma, place the fingers of your left hand on A, comma, S, comma, D.
Was the instructions there? There are a couple different ways I can get to the dictations feature. I can use the go menu, and I can arrow down until I hear the word dictation, and I'll select that. Or there is a hotkey, which is control plus D. I'm going to use the shortcut key, Control plus D, so I can get to my dictation.
First dictation. List item selected. This is a test of the dictations feature dot.
And it read the sentence, so I'm going to type it.
Cat A-I-F-I-F space. S-P-E-F-T space.
This is a test of the dictations feature dot.
You can make the text repeat by pushing the left control key. If there was more than one sentence in this dictation, you could go to the next sentence by pushing the right control key. I personally don't prefer the dictations feature in this program because, one, you have to take your hands off the home row key in order to press the control key to have something repeated to you. And secondly, If you make a mistake, it will not repeat back to you the rest of the sentence. A better way to do dictations is to perhaps invest into a dictaphone that has a foot pedal, which will stop and start your recordings. This will allow you to keep your hands on the home row and in good typing form. In spite of it not being one of my personal preferences, I thought I'd go in and show it to you because this is a feature of the Talking Typer for Windows program. I'd like to make a quick notation here. When you're sitting in the interface of this program, you cannot use the insert plus tab key combination to have things repeated to you. When you press insert plus tab, it will move to the next item in the dialog box. I'll just give you an example of how this works.
Edit results for default user colon 0 words comma 0 WPM comma 0 errors comma accuracy equals 0%. Read only.
Okay, I'll press insert plus tab again.
Continue. Push button. Default.
And as you see, it moved over. You can up arrow and down arrow to read the instructions for the current lesson, or you can tab forward to the next item and shift tab backwards. So I just want to make a quick notation there so you'll understand more about how the program works. Now we're going to talk about navigating from lesson to lesson. This program contains about 60 lessons, and it's pretty well rounded. I'm going to show you how to navigate and get around to lessons. I'm currently sitting in the first lesson of the program, and as you'll see, the lessons are numbered. They range in the 100s, 200s, 300s, 500s, 600s, and 700s. There's not necessarily an increment of 10 between each lesson. For example, it doesn't go 100, 110, 120. Those are spread out, and the reason these are spread out is so you can add new lessons to the program. I will show you how to do that momentarily. There are a few ways you can move from lesson to lesson. This is found under the Go menu. You can arrow down until you hear Previous Lesson or Next Lesson and press the Enter key. Secondly, if you're sitting in a current lesson and you want to skip to the next lesson, you can push the combination keys Control plus Page Down. This will move you forward one lesson. Pressing Control plus Page Up will move you back one lesson. I'm going to push the key combination Control plus Page Down to get to the next lesson.
Title colon, home keys for the right hand. Instructions colon, beginning with your index finger comma, place the fingers of your right hand on J comma K comma L comma and semicolon dot. Use your right thumb to strike the space bar after each word or each set of letters.
You will always hear the instructions to the current lesson that you navigate to. I'll go down once more.
Title colon. New keys are G and H. Instructions colon. Use your left index finger to strike G dot. Use your right index finger to strike H dot.
Being that there's so many lessons in this program, pressing the combo keys Control plus Page Down might take you quite some time to get to a specific lesson you wanted to work on. There is a third way to get to a lesson rather quickly. This is located under the File menu. It is called Open. Or you can use the shortcut key Control plus O.
File. New CTRL plus N. Menu item. Open CTRL plus O. Menu item.
One of the bad things about this program is in certain areas, it just doesn't prompt you, but it opens the menus when you push the shortcut keys. If I push up arrow, it'll announce to me that I'm on lesson 100.
100 home keys for the left hand.
Okay, I can arrow down.
110 home keys for the right hand. 110 home keys for the right hand. 120 new keys are G and H. 120 new keys are G and H.
Now, if you want to go in bigger increments, you can push the page down. And this will go approximately 20 lessons. I arrowed back up to the very top, setting on 100. I'm going to push a page down one time, and it should drop down to, I believe it's 516.
514 phrases.
514. Let's push a page down again.
630 special function keys dash backspace comma insert comma home comma page up.
And if we push it down one more time, I think it will take us to the very last lesson in the program.
720 numeric keypad, dash, divide, comma, multiply, comma, minus.
Okay, let's go back up to the top.
5, 2.
So this is a way you can get to a specific lesson rather quickly. Okay, now the next thing we're going to learn how to do is edit a current lesson. I'm going to go into a higher lesson here, and what I'm going to actually do is I'm going to actually do a whole lesson. This is a short lesson. This is a lesson entitled Phrases. The number is 514. I'm going to push Control O, and I'm going to arrow or use my page down key till I get to it, and I'll probably have to up arrow. So let's see.
514 phrases.
Well, it got me to the one I wanted. Going to press Enter, and you will hear a set of instructions.
Edit. Use your left index title colon phrases. Instructions colon. Type these simple phrases to sharpen your typing skills.
Okay, so I'm just going to begin the lesson. The last phrase in this particular lesson is unsung hero. UNSUNG space HERO space. The way you type these phrases is kind of think of the space bar as your return. There are no returns. When I'm pushing the space bar, the bell is simultaneously sounding. So I'm just going to get into it here.
Yours truly. Good morning. So long. Square meal. Pardon me. Good evening. Half cocked. Until tomorrow. Hot potato. Low priority. Red flag. Knuckle down. The cutting edge. Up to par. With regard to. Toe the line. Tie the knot. On the ball. Take a dive. Unsung hero. Results for default user colon title colon.
Okay. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to go back to this lesson that I was currently, that I just currently did. So I'm going to page up.
Title colon phrases.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to add more phrases to this particular lesson. This can be found in the Tools menu. So I'm going to do an Alt-T, and I'm going to arrow down until I hear Edit Lesson. Now, this is similar to what we did earlier in adding a dictation. But the better thing about this is, as you noticed on the dictation, you didn't get really a lot of feedback when you messed up. You didn't get the buzz. You didn't get the rest of the phrase repeated to you. So I think this is just a little bit better of a way to practice with this program. So I'm going to do an Alt-T.
Groups. Menu item. Students. Edit lesson. Menu item.
Now, when you're sitting in a current lesson, it's going to edit that one. I'm going to press Enter.
Edit lesson. Title colon. Edit phrases.
Now, a lot of these controls are similar in the dictation feature. You have title, instructions, default speed, default accuracy. I'm not going to cover any of those because I did earlier, so you can refer back to that. I'm going to get right at this.
Level colon, edit.
I'm tabbing.
Default speed required for advancement colon.
Tab.
Edit. Default accuracy required for instructions colon. Edit drills. Radio button. Checked.
Leave that alone.
Phrase yours truly. List item. Selected.
Leave that alone.
Add. Push button.
Add. You want to push add. Now press the enter key. And once again, it didn't give us a prompt, but we are sitting in something now called a drills set. This control is very, very important. It is extremely important that you have this set properly, or else when you go to add something new, like a new phrase or a new sequence of letters, if you don't have this set properly, the program will not read it properly. I'm going to arrow down until I hear phrases.
Letter.
If we had this control set to letters and I typed the phrase, play the drums, the speech would try to read, play the drums, all as letters, and it would probably come out gibberish. So just wanted to provide some clearance there to make this very clear that it is important to have this control set correctly. As you noticed in the earlier lesson, I believe it was on tutorial 2, when we did the demonstration of the first lesson, you heard the speech say ASDF, FSDA. This program reads in lines, and if you wanted to create something like letter drills, you would select this control. So we'll arrow down.
Phrase, phrase.
And this is what we want. We're going to tab over.
Set text, edit.
Set text. This is the place where you will actually type your text. Now you got to be very precise about this too. I'm going to type the phrase, play the drums. And after I type play the drums, I'm going to put a space in here. If I didn't put a space in here, when I push the letter S on the word drums, the bell would sound. And we want the bell to sound on the space bar because that's how the program is set up with the phrases that comes with it. So I'm going to type in play the drums space. And I'm going to tab over until I hear the speech say okay.
Test push button.
You can test this, but I'm confident that it's in there. If you press the space bar, it would repeat what you just typed into the text edit box.
Okay, push button.
So we're going to push okay. We're going to push the space bar.
Phrase yours truly, list item.
Now, if I want to add another thing, the best way I've figured out how to do this is what I do is I tab forward and then I shift tab, and that puts me back on the add button. So tab forward.
Remove, push button.
Shift tab.
Add, push button.
Back to add, press the space bar.
Add.
Once again, we're placed in the drill set, kind of stuck out here in limbo, but we'll arrow down until we hear the word phrase.
Letter, phrase, phrase.
Tab over.
Set text, edit.
Let's type in, get a large pizza, space.
Okay, push button.
Tab twice.
Phrase yours truly. List item selected.
It's just putting you in a list view of all the phrases that are in this current lesson. That's what that's doing. I'll add one more. Tab forward.
Remove.
Shift tab.
Add. Push button. Add.
I press the space bar. Going to arrow down until I hear the word phrase.
Letter. Phrase. Phrase. Set text.
Tabbed edit. Over to set text. And let's put in... It is Friday. Tab over twice.
Okay. Push button.
Push space bar or enter.
Phrase yours truly. List item.
Now I'm going to go and I'm going to press the tab key until I hear okay. I'm going to do this lesson quickly again so that you may hear the phrases that were added.
Remove. Insert. Edit. Print, test, okay. Edit, type these simple phrases to sharpen your typing skills. Read only.
Let's see if this works.
Yours truly.
Y-O-U-S-T-U-L.
Good morning.
G-O-D-S-P-L-I-N-G.
So long.
F-O-L-N-G.
Square meal.
F-U-A-R-E-S-P-E-F.
Pardon me.
P-A-R-E-N.
Good evening.
G-O-D-E-V-E-N-G.
Half-cocked.
A-A-F-O-P-E.
Until tomorrow.
U-N-T-F-T-O-M-O-R-O-W.
Hot potato.
H-O-T-S-P-O-T-S-O.
Low priority.
L-O-W-S-P-I-O.
Red flag.
R-E-D-S-P-A-G.
Knuckle down.
K-N-U-K-F-E-D-O-N.
The cutting edge.
T-U-T-I-S-E-D-G.
Up to par.
U-T-S-P-O-K-R.
With regard to.
D-A-S-P-E-J-R-D-O.
Toe the line.
T-E-T-S-A-N.
Tie the knot.
T-E-T-S-K-O.
On the ball.
O-N-T-S-B-A-L.
Take a dive.
T-A-E-S-D-I-V.
Unsung hero.
U-N-S-U-N-G-S-A-E-O.
Play the drums.
P-A-W-T-S-D-I-U-S.
Get a large pizza.
G-T-S-B-A-R-G-S-P-I-Z-A.
It is Friday.
T-I-S-F-R-D-A-Y.
Talking Typer. Yes. No. Cancel. Save changes to phrases.ttw question.
Now that we've added some of our own personal phrases, it's asking if we want to save the changes. You have yes, no, cancel, and that's pretty self-explanatory, like a word processing dialog box or a Gold Wave dialog box. If you don't save them, it's your choice. I'm going to pick no. This is how you add something to a current lesson. Very cool. It can definitely make this program more fun. Okay, the next thing I'm going to show you how to do is create a new lesson. Now, there are a lot of similarities in creating a new lesson and editing a current lesson, and you'll see these similarities by noticing some of the same controls in the dialog box. And there'll be some different things I'll discuss to help you create your new lesson, so that the program reads it properly. So I'm going to get started. The first thing I want to do is I want to make sure that I have a correct number. So I'm going to go up here and show you, I'm going to do a Control O, and I'm going to show you a little bit how the increment of these lessons that come with the program are. So no prompt, of course. So up arrow.
100 home keys for the left hand.
Let's just scroll down a couple of them. That was 100. The next one's 110.
110 home keys for the right hand. 120 new keys are G and H. 120 new keys are G and H.
110, 120.
180 capitals and the period key. 180 capitals and the period key.
So you see how it spreads out there. There was a difference of 60 there, but this doesn't hold true every time.
190 the caps lock key. Now 190 the caps lock key.
Now it went to 10. Now it went to 10. So, like I said, there's no set increment. Let's keep going down.
210 new keys are T and U. 210, 220 new key. 213 new. 214, 215, 260, 207, 280. 300 new keys are Z and comma. 305 short words. 305 short words.
This is a lesson that I personally added, but I wanted to make sure I knew how to do this because this was something that I just taught myself here. 305 short words. I kind of figured that
300 new keys are Z and comma.
300 new keys are Z and comma, and pretty much up to that point, you have all the letters under your belt. One thing this program didn't put in was short words. This program has words at the end of the lessons, especially the beginning ones, to help you get more familiarized with the keyboard. I want to mention that this program is set up definitely for a blind student and a blind teacher, so a teacher can keep track of multiple students' records. Let's say that a teacher wanted to create a list of the 50 states, and she wanted for her class to learn how to type them. This could be done very easily by creating a new lesson. I wanted to show you the increments so that you could place the lesson accordingly. For example, you wouldn't want to make short words the first lesson to a person that has never typed in their life. This is just like sort of a gauge, and you can have all your stuff organized, and you can have your students advance accordingly. And that's why they spread these numbers out. That's why they range these numbers out, to give you room for personal lessons that you choose to create. What I'm going to do is I'm going to access the file menu I'm going to use the shortcut key Control plus N. It's the first item in the file menu, but I'm going to use the shortcut key Control plus N so I can create a new lesson. So,
edit lesson, title colon, edit.
We have an edit field for our title. It's blank, so I'm going to have to create a title. I'm going to call this one States.
Level colon, edit.
Level is where you're going to decide to place your lesson. Remember, I talked about the increments, how the lessons go from 100s to 200s. I recently created a lesson that was entitled Short Words, and I gave it the level 305. I want my states to be close to this. There is a lesson out of the box that had a level of 300, and the next one down in the row was 313. Until I created one with 305, none existed. I'm going to give my states lesson a level of 310 because I want it to come directly after short words.
Default speed required for advancement, colon, edit.
Now we've already went over this in the dictations, and you can set this accordingly.
Default accuracy required for advancement, colon, edit 95.
We went over that in the dictations as well. So I'm going to skip those.
Instructions, colon, edit.
When I'm creating a lesson, in order for me to know what to do, I must input a set of instructions. Otherwise, when I reach this lesson, no instructions will be read. I'm now going to type in a set of instructions so that when I reach this lesson, the program will read aloud to me and I'll know what to do. Type these states to improve your speed and accuracy. Let's see if that's right.
Type these states to improve your speed and accuracy.
That's good.
Drills, radio button, checked.
We want to leave drills alone. Those two have nothing to do with this.
Add, push button.
Now we're back to add. And once again, when I push the space bar, we're going to be placed into this drill set control. And this time, instead of selecting phrases, we're going to select words. I'm going to push the space bar on add.
Add.
I believe I can arrow up and get to words.
Word.
And I did. Tab over and you will see that this looks familiar to what we did last time.
Set text colon. Edit.
In our editing current lesson. This is the set text edit box. So I'm going to type the state Ohio. I'll push the space bar.
Okay.
Okay. There's, you push the tab two times. The controls are the same as they would have been in the edit current lesson. So a lot of similarities here. Push space bar.
Word Ohio, list item selected.
And it's creating a list item or a list view. And we're going to do the same thing that we did when we were adding things to a current lesson. We're going to tab forward and we're going to shift tab back to get to the add.
Remove. Add. Push button.
And we're at the drills set. Up arrow to word.
Word. Set text. Edit.
Tab over. Let's type in Florida. Now remember, the rule follows, make sure that you push the space bar because we want the bell to ring on the space bar, not the last character or the last letter. Tab twice to get to OK to put it in the list view.
OK. Word Ohio, list item, selected.
Tab forward.
Remove.
Shift tab.
Push button. Add.
Up arrow. I push the space bar on add, up arrow.
Word. Set
over.
Text. Edit.
Let's type in Kentucky. K-E-N-T-U-C-K-Y, space. Tab twice.
Okay.
Push the space bar.
Word Ohio, list
forward.
Add.
Let me just go
button.
Ahead and pause this recording, and I'm going to add several. Okay, I've got some of my list here filled in, so I can give a demonstration here. I just went on ahead, and when I got done typing in all the words, you just tab to OK. There's another box, and you have to tab to OK, and it'll place you in your lesson that you are creating. So I'm going to tab over here, and as you can see, the interface is still the same. We have a continue button.
Edit results for default user. 58 words. Continue. Push button. Default.
Okay, so I'm just tabbing here. I'm going to go ahead and push the tab key again so you can hear my instructions that I typed in for this created lesson of mine.
Edit. Type these states to improve your speed and accuracy. Read only.
And let's see how this goes.
Ohio.
O-A-I-O.
Florida.
F-L-I-D-A.
Kentucky.
K-N-T-K-Y.
Texas.
Now, if I make a mistake on this, let me just show you. This is still a better way to practice with this program than the dictation.
Cat E-X-A-S. Cat E.
As.
A-S.
Arkansas.
A-R-K-N-S-A.
Georgia.
G-E.
Georgia.
Looks like, yeah.
I-I.
R-G-I.
R-G-I-A.
Pennsylvania.
P-E-N-S-Y-L-V-A-N-A.
California.
C-A-L-F-O-N-A.
Indiana.
I-N-D-I-A.
Wisconsin.
W-I-S-C-O-N-I-N.
Illinois.
I-L-I-N-O-I-S.
Washington.
W-A-A-N-G-O-N.
Nebraska.
E-B-R-A-S-K-A.
Kansas.
K-A-N-A-S.
Virginia.
V-R-G-I-N-I-A.
Vermont.
V-E-R-O-N-T.
Talking Typer. No. Cancel. Save changes to states.ttw question.
And of course, we had a little bit of mistakes there. Of course, it behaved the same way because you added something to the program. Ask you if you want to save it. Yes, no, cancel. I'm going to select no. So this is a way you can create another lesson to add to the program. Make it more personalized. Okay, the next thing I'm going to show you how to do is add a new user to the program. This is located under the File menu. You want to arrow down until you hear Login as New User.
File. New CTRL plus N. Menu Item. Open CTRL. Save CTRL plus S. Menu Item.
Just arrowing down.
Import. Menu Item. Export. Menu Item. Login as another user.
Login.
Menu Item.
Press Enter on this selection. And for some reason, the prompt didn't speak to me this time. But in this dialog, the first item you have is your login username. This is where you type a new student's name. I'm going to create the username Sandy Smith. Press up arrow to hear the text you've typed.
Sandy Smith. Password. Edit. Protected.
Now, you don't necessarily have to put a password. In this case, I'm not.
Okay. Push button, default.
And you push OK.
Yes or no. The username or password you entered was not found. You want to create a new student record with the desired name and password question. Yes, no.
Then it's asking you if you want to create this username, and you will select yes.
Edit. Type these simple sentences to title.
And this is how you add a new user to your Talking Typer program. Okay, the next thing I'm going to show you how to do is add a group to your program. This is a good feature for a teacher to have access to. Not all of your students are going to require the same typing criteria. You may have some that are faster and some that are slower. And this idea would be good if you wanted to configure some advancements. Let's say you had a group of students in your second semester typing class. You can set certain criteria in this program so it would be more challenging and it would be at a more advanced level. And you could set up certain lessons so that they could improve in certain areas. So I'm going to show you how to go in here and set up a group. Okay, the first thing we want to do is we want to access the Tools menu with an Alt-T.
Groups. Menu item.
Okay, groups. Let's press Enter on this item.
Default. List item. Selected.
Okay, by default, when you install the program, it puts in a group, defaultly. So we want a tab to add.
Add push button.
And I want to press the space bar.
Lesson list. Name. Edit. Add.
This is a name edit box. And what it's asking you right now is to give your group a name. So I'm going to type in Linda Johnson's first period. Press up arrow to see if my information is there.
Linda Johnson's first period.
And it is. Tab over.
Lessons. Radio button. Checked.
Now we have two buttons. The first one is lessons, and if you down arrow, you will place yourself on the students button. The first thing we have to do is add lessons to a group.
Add push button.
So I'm going to add some lessons here. Push the space bar on add.
100 home keys for the left hand dash home keys for the left hand dot TTW. List item, multi-selectable, add.
This is showing all the lessons in the program, and you can select them. I'm going to select the first five. 2, 3, 4, 5.
190 the caps lock.
Going to press OK.
OK. Push button. Default. 190 the caps lock key 25.
Now I'm going to shift tab back, and I'm going to go and add a student.
190 the caps lock key 25. Lessons. Radio button. Checked.
I tab back twice there. I'm going to down arrow until I hear the word students.
Students. Radio button.
Now I'm going to add a student.
Add push button.
I tabbed over and I'm back on the add button. Press the space bar.
Kathy Johnson. List item. Multi-selectable. Add.
And I've created a couple students here. I don't want this one.
Default user. List item. Multi-selectable.
And that's placed in there by default. Looking for Sandy Smith because this is the one we created in our last lesson.
Sandy Smith. List item. Multi-selectable.
And what do you know? There she is. Going to tab to OK.
OK. Push button. Default.
Going to push enter.
Sandy Smith.
And she's there. And I'm going to push. I'm going to tab to OK again in this dialog.
Remove. Insert. OK. Cancel. OK.
Shift tab.
Push button. Groups. Add. Push button. Default.
OK. So this is the way to add a group to your Talking Typer program. I wanted to make a short note here, just in case any of you guys out there got an error message with this program when setting up a group. I did walk you through the steps properly. I get an error message every time I try to set up a group on this machine. I contacted the American Printing House for the Blind, and they said to update to the latest version. I did that, and that resolved my problem. But when I went to go do other things like add dictations to the program, I couldn't do that. So I resorted back to the version I had on my program disk. This is something that is out of my realm, but just wanted to let you know that I did walk you through the steps properly. Setting up groups and dictations and certain things like that, I just don't use those features in this program. I just usually use it straight out of the box. It works for me. So I wanted to make sure everybody was clear that if you follow these steps, you're setting up the group correctly. And that's going to do it for this session of Talking Typer for Windows. Join me on the next session when we will explore the students dialog box. And lastly, we'll explore the preferences multi-dialog box.